BSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor. Wall Street Journal headline, regional bank shares dive on contagion fears. This, a day after the Federal Reserve, in a meeting, said what everyone expected. The target of 2% inflation remains out of reach for the 10th time since the spring of 2022. The Federal Reserve governors have raised interest rates to 5.25% is my general understanding. However, at the same time, there was use of the word pause in headlines afterwards. The Federal Reserve will pause. Not in reach yet of the 2% target, but pausing now. I welcome Véronique de Régis of the Mercatus Center, who has been my guide on the Federal Reserve's conduct this last year. At first, there was the moment after the pandemic passed, the worst of it, where the Federal Reserve and other speakers said this was temporary inflation, supply chain inflation, not to worry about. And then, the spring of 2022, it became apparent, as inflation continued to climb, that there was nothing temporary about it. More than a year later, we've now reached a point where interest rates are freezing the property market. There's a dip in new sellers because of the high price of mortgages, and influencing commercial property in the cities of America. Many of those commercial property buildings, those mortgages are held by regional banks. And after the Silicon Valley Bank fiasco, there's now a general understanding that a number of banks hold leverage that is underwater, buying security when the interest rates were zero, now at 5.25%, making those mark-to-market securities much less worth than they would at full maturity. So with all those caveats, Véronique, I come to you and say, is it a good thing that the Federal Reserve is pausing well short of its goal? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, I think the Fed gave itself a lot of wiggle room to be able to say that they're kind of considering to pausing, but they're not saying that they will pause for sure. I mean, the way they were talking about this said they were still going to continue following the data. And I assume that if the next the next piece of information they get about the core inflation continues to go up, I think they will consider more rates. I mean, it all depends. It's just there's one thing that is sure, is that the Fed is not in a happy place, and that when inflation settles in, then it's very hard to get rid of it. And there's no good choices, no painless solution.
We're looking at something called sticky inflation, and that requires a long campaign. There was a suggestion, however, that the Fed has an eye on the political calendar, creating the conditions for a recession, which we might already be in. I don't know. That is not good for a re-election campaign. Did you sense that the Fed is watching politics as much as it's watching the interest rates?
Well, I don't know if it's watching politics, but I assume it is being pressured a lot by people in politics. I assume they're actually it's being pressured by both the politicians, but also by Wall Street. Wall Street doesn't like what's happening right now. They want easy money. They want low rates, and the politicians don't like what's happening right now. Unfortunately, I don't hear a lot of people, including the Fed, saying, you know what? Let's never put ourselves in this situation of easy money and loads of spending long after an emergency, you know, has ended. And let's not continue being fiscally irresponsible like we are right now.
The Fed takes away when it raises interest rates in the good times. However, you have an article at Creators Syndicate that suggests that there is politics in Washington practiced by the CFPB. This is an acronym I fail to remember easily, but it has something to do with credit and consumers. And what I learned from Véronique is the CFPB is proposing to cap what a credit card company can charge for late fees. Right now, that cap is somewhere in the $30 or $40 range. I don't know which. but the CFPB is proposing $8. And you have compared this to candy before dinner. How so?
I've compared it to candy before dinner to say that, you know, children, if they could appeal to politicians to get their parents to never give them spinach, would have long-term bad consequences, because politicians are going to be tempted to cater to that special interest if children were ever able to turn an election, were the median voter. And then there would be long-term consequences. It is very clear that consumers do not like to pay high late fee. They're expensive. And obviously, if you're late, it means that you're having a hard time either probably finding the cash, or you're over your head in debt. And they don't like those very large fees. And they've managed to appeal to politicians, or politicians have taken on to kind of go in the defense of those consumers who do not like those late fees. But the problem is that, like eating candies before dinner, eventually it will backfire and hurt the people who don't like having, you know, the late fees imposed on them.
$25 to $35, maybe high as $40. They want to reduce it to $8. And I'm presuming this pleases one part of the Democratic Party, the most progressive, because it would have the effects of rewarding people who are not paying up each month or not paying attention to the credit card bill and the enormous interest rate that's charged for carrying charges forward. However, the puzzle here is this a political move in an election year or not? How do you see it? And if it is a political move in an election year, who pays for it?
It's going to be it's probably a political move in this town. Everything is political. But it's also, it appeals to the instinct of the progressive, who wants to cater to those who they think are poor and hence, you know, shouldn't be facing any constraints. And especially they don't like big corporations, who they see here as the villain. But who's going to be paying the price? Well, precisely the people who once in a while have a hard time, need to pay late because they may not have the cash, but also need to have access to credit cards because they may not have the money in their bank account at all time to pay for big expenses. Because here's what's happening. Those high fees are the reason why credit card companies are still allowing people with so-so credit ratings and lower income to have access to credit. If you don't allow for those high fees, right, which are a way to mitigate the risk, what you're going to see on the part of those companies is actually they are going to start turning down those who can look as risky. This is what's going to happen.
Veronique DeRuggio of the Mercatus Center. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.